There's a very simple question that many pose to people and society at large, which is, can you imagine what our world would be like if each of us was kinder and more gentle towards other people? As I said, it's a very simple notion, but it can reverberate through the world and create some real change. And, you know, it's a powerful thing, but for some reason, it just didn't fully click for me until more recently when I thought about the word magnanimous, right? And the idea that we should all be magnanimous. So let me start off by defining what magnanimous is. It is the virtue of being great of mind and heart. It encompasses usually a refusal to be petty and a willingness to face danger and actions for noble purposes, right? That's a great virtue that certainly I want to have, and it would be great if other people had. And when I think about being magnanimous, it's even in the sense I, as someone who's artistically inclined and work with a lot of artists, and you know, people ask me for feedback and I ask them for feedback and stuff like that. In a way, being magnanimous asks of us to be encouraging, for lack of a better word, right? To notice the good in what people are creating and to encourage that. And, you know, that can extend beyond just art. It can extend to life itself. You know, if you see something, like, it's about finding the hidden gems most times. And yes, that requires action. I think that's why a lot of us aren't magnanimous, and it's a lot easier to point out and be negative in many ways. You know, but even when something is imperfect, the fact, you know, like, let's, again, art is something that I can speak more directly to, but if I see, let's say, a movie that just falls short, you know, still, nonetheless, there is an inherent good in just having someone done what they could to try to make it as, you know, good, and even if they didn't necessarily succeed, the fact that they can learn a lot from that and take that, you know, into the next film and so forth. So, as I said, that's why I really like the word to be encouraging, right? You know, being magnanimous to me is in many ways synonymous with encouraging, and encouraging of finding that goodness and saying like, hey, go towards it. You know, in fact, you know, one of the things that like Jordan Peterson talks about is a lot of his students will, you know, at the start of each semester, they'll hand in a paper and it'll be written pretty much in terms of what, you know, they think that Jordan will want to read, you know, and it'll be very banal and academic and blah, blah, blah. And what Jordan Peterson will do is he'll circle, you know, the various senses that he can find throughout that essay that are actually a true thought of the person. And you know, he encourages them to, you know, to write more like that in the future. And he notices a difference that, you know, in the subsequent essay, it'll go from, I don't know, let's just say, you know, 10% to now all of a sudden 40%. And he'll keep encouraging and highlighting those of like, hey, this is your true thinking. This is great. You know, keep going in this way. This is representative of, you know, what you truly want to say and what you truly mean. And you know, he'll do that, and the improvement continues to come. So, you know, going back to the idea of imagine what our society would be like if we were all kinder and more gentle to each other, you know, by being magnanimous, we draw out essentially the good in all of us. And that to me is something very special. And as the definition of, you know, magnanimity is, you know, it's a refusal to be petty. And petty, in a way, is almost saying like, you know, comparison. And I think that's where a lot of this stuff comes from, is that we try to compare ourselves to others. You know, we try to cast stones at, again, just everyone and everything that we see. And, you know, that's the easy side. It really is. That's the far more, you know, the less brain power of it all, right? It's easy to just be negative and point out that stuff, but to truly point out the things that, you know, are worth pursuing for that person, yeah, that's a little bit harder, and it takes a little bit more brain power and creativity, you know, and so forth. But I think it's a worthwhile practice for ourselves and for others. So that's why this year I definitely want to be more magnanimous, and I encourage you to do the same. So join me on this mission of being more magnanimous, and let's see how that can reverberate, you know, in our lives and around the people around us. I think it will be a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, you know, as always, comment down below with any questions or thoughts of your own. And more specifically, I love to hear from you, you know, in a way of like updates, how this goes for you if you start practicing it, you know, and how it affects people in the positive. I'm very curious, so would love to hear from you. Anyway, thank you so much. As always, I truly do appreciate you. I'll see you next time.